Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you very much for staying with us. 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Unfortunately, we woke up to news that the South African Defence Force has lost its soldiers in the DRC. The President mourns and sends his condolences to the families and to the country as well. On the line with us is Tim Flack, South African Defence Force spokesperson. Really, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening and thanks for having me on the show.
Well, we obviously got the news that we have lost the soldiers in the DRC. Just, you know, a top line, what seemed to have gone wrong there?
Well, from the union's point of view, it's become blatantly clear that certain elements of support are severely lacking. Things like air support and capability, support medically, logistically, and combat support. So there's crucial missing cogs in the operation that seem to be missing. There's certain things that obviously we can't talk about in terms of equipment and logistics, but losing troops in combat is always bad, but losing troops due to inadequate resources is really unacceptable, and this has been a union stance for years now.
And I was going to say that the union has been calling for a review on what needs to be done, financial support and all kinds of support that you've just pointed to, and it seems to be landing on deaf ears. What's the sense of how these needs are being received?
Well, at the end of the day, responsibility and accountability lands on the shoulders of the commander-in-chief of the SANDF, which is the president, and the SANDF said. So these kinds of repeated attacks and consequent casualties highlights the urgent need for the right tools. But as we've been saying these things, they seem to, again and again, seem to fall on deaf ears. And now when we're sitting with the GNU government that's in place, they're busy doing political things. Won't comment too much on that, but they're busy having their political negotiations at the moment. There seems to be a lack of oversight in what's actually happening in the DRC. But even saying that, prior to this, there's been problems that we have been highlighting, and many military experts in South Africa have been highlighting. And it just seems to fall on deaf ears constantly. It's very concerning.
And as you said, you know, obviously we're getting a lot of academics, we're getting a lot of commentators saying, look, this is not sustainable. We need to support our soldiers a bit more. And of course, the soldiers themselves, you know, are not saying much. They can't. What's, though, the morale of the soldiers on the ground? You would be able to tell us.
Well, obviously, being a soldier, being an ex-soldier myself, you live with your buddy. You call them buddies. You live with your buddies. You sleep with your buddies. You stay in tents together. Your daily life, everything revolves around them. They become your family. And hearing or seeing your friends and your colleagues being injured and stuff like that, it does definitely have a deficit on your morale. It makes you, obviously, the guys are sad, and they would be traumatized because of what's happened. Our hearts go out to our members in the DRC because we know how they feel, and it's never good losing someone in this manner, especially when it could be preventable. And also knowing that lack of adequate support is needed.
There's been calls again from commentators and academics and specialists who say, look, as much as, yes, there are issues of support, logistical support from South Africa and our home base, there are also issues of support and, I suppose, neighbourly relations in the region itself, and also being able to straddle that terrain, working very well with the leaders as well as the army there. Is that something you're able to talk to?
Yes, well, if you look at the reliance on the hosting country, it's never a good idea to rely on the host nation support for medical needs, air support, logistical support, and even reinforcements. It's never a good idea that our troops need to be completely self-sufficient and need to be able to hold themselves. In terms of regional support, it's quite widely known in the UN's reports that it's quite often that the N23 rebel group is backed by Rwanda. In fact, there's been a report recently now that 4,000 Rwandan troops have actually crossed the border and into the DRC to give reinforcements to M23 rebels. Mm. And these guys are very, very well equipped. They've got quite sophisticated military technology that they're using too. Mm. And that's a great concern. So in terms of regional support, I don't think there is much in terms of coming from Rwanda. Politically, there needs to be a political solution to that. But in terms of relying on the host nation, yes, they say that they'll do anything in their power to ensure safety and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, we shouldn't be relying on other contingencies to support us.
There have been calls for us to come back. Do you think it's a good idea?
Sorry, repeat that?
There have been calls for us to come back home. Do you think that's what we should be doing?
Look, it's not within the scope of the union to make a call like that and say whether our troops should be returned home or not. But I think the overwhelming opinion in the military community in South Africa and academics and experts in it is that it's time for decisive action to ensure that our troops are either equipped with the necessary tools to succeed and survive their mission in the DRC or that they should come home.
So, since the deployment 6 months ago, we've now lost, I think, 6 soldiers. Is that unusual? Or let me put it this way. Is that unexpected?
Well, the numbers are a little bit different. So this is the fourth major attack in South African soldiers.
Yes.
Have been killed in concentrations with Rwanda back in 2023 rebel group. The death toll on the South African side has reached 9. And this was scores injured. So, for example, one of the 15 wounded SA soldiers has lost an arm. Another is in critical condition after shrapnel hitting in the stomach. And then they're just being treated.
Mr. Flack? All right, we've lost
it. Hello, sorry.
You were just giving us a sense of the numbers, saying that it's actually 9. We've lost 9 and some critically injured. That's where we lost you.
Yes, that's correct. And the South African troops have been deployed in the DRC for quite some time now. It's quite a few years. I think if you go back, it's probably about 15 to 20 years that the South African soldiers have been deployed in that region itself. So we've got a long history there.
And that's the question. Is this number a surprise? Is it, for those of us who don't understand how to interpret this number, is it higher than it should be? And of course, I mean, that's not minimizing a human's life.
Yes, yeah. Obviously, it's a war, and we do expect that in a war, people and soldiers are become casualties. And it's obviously a reality of what happens. But when death tolls turn out to be these numbers, and because of inadequate resources, it really becomes unacceptable. So this is expected due to the fact that there's inadequate resources available to our guys on the ground.
Appreciate your time. Tim Flack is a South African National Defence Force Union spokesperson, just giving us a sense of what's really going on in the DRC after we've lost 3, unfortunately, soldiers in the past week. The president sends his condolences to the family and to the country as well.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.